I'm Blair Buswell, sculptor for the Football Hall of Fame.
And what a great job that is. It's a moment when everyone goes into the Hall of Fame, the Hall of Bus, and you make them all.
This is my 30th year. I've done around 80 of them.
What was it like doing the bust for Jonathan Ogden?
A lot of clay. He's a big guy. And largest one I've done up to now. But it was great. I went to his home in Vegas and spent the day and made sure that he and his wife were comfortable with where I was going. And it was fun.
And how do you do that? What goes into the day that you spend with the Jonathan Ogdens, the Enshrinees, getting ready to produce their bus?
Well, I'd already met him at the Super Bowl when he was and took his pictures and measurements there. So I'd already had it started. Everything was in the right place. So what we did for the day is to decide on the expression he wanted, the look he wanted kind of thing, and make sure that it was all just right. So I'm there. We had set up shop in his in kind of a game room kind of thing there at his house, looking out over the golf course, and it was tough. But and we just spent the day making sure that they all felt comfortable with it.
And was Jonathan a good model?
Oh, super. Yeah, he was fun.
He's a real neat guy, and that's the neat thing it must be for you to meet all these different great Hall of Famers and a guy like a Jonathan Ogden who can really enjoy it and have fun doing it.
There's all these different personalities, but he is really low-key and easy to be with, and so we just sat and talked football.
So once you were done sculpting and talking football, when you went back home, what's the process there before it comes here and it's unveiled for the enshrinement?
Well, when I'm leaving, I take more video. So I could zero in on the nose and the eyes and from different positions, so he's not having to sit there longer. And I put the little fine details on at home. So it will be, in a way, a surprise to him, but it's changed since the time he saw it, but it's just more refined. But nothing major has changed.
What's it like for you when you see the reaction on their faces when those busts are unveiled?
Well, this is the first time I've been back in several years, so I've been watching it at home, cheering, you know, seeing what the reaction is. So it'll be fun to be here and actually go spend some time after the fact and see how they really feel about it.
Also, might be nice, too. You can walk around town in anonymity, but also know that you're an insider in playing such an important role in the Hall of Fame experience.
Yeah, last night they had a little dinner, kind of like a dinner before the storm, and I got to catch up with all these guys I haven't seen in a long time, and remembered what we did that day, and their wives and their kids are grown, and so it was just fun catching up. So it become part of the family. Yeah.
And when you come back, what's it like for you when you walk through the Hall of Bus?
I did it yesterday, and it was unique in that I was just walking around, and all those stories came back. All the stories that we talked about from teammates, competitors that they went against, and their families, and the time we just had. So it was just, it was really good just to walk through and each one of them remember what we went through.
The guys like Jonathan Ogden will always be known as Hall of Famers, and you as the Hall of Fame sculptor for the busts in the hall.
Yeah, it's... I was hired right out of college, and what a dream. What a dream come true to be even, to do one, but to do that many, and for this long, it's been just a great trip.
Thanks for sharing your stories and your dream and the great experience and those wonderful busts with us.
Okay.